It is day two of the six-day lockdown in South Australia, and the working arrangements of hotel quarantine staff are in question. It follows the revelation that a Medi-Hotel security guard was also working at a pizza bar in Adelaide and worked while infectious for 10 days. When asked yesterday why employees in the state's Medi-Hotel system are allowed to have multiple jobs, the South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens said people have a right to a life.
That's not just security guards. That's police officers, it's nurses, it's caterers, it's cleaners, it's hotel staff, it's the Australian Defence Force. Your expectation is unreasonable. These people are part of our community and we require them to do a really important job at the moment.
That's South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens. Dr Michael Cusack is South Australia's Deputy Chief Public Health Officer. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
It was a fairly forceful response from the police commissioner on that front, but it's clear that we could make some decisions around what these people working in the Medi-Hotels can do outside of that employment.
Sure. I think a point I'd like to make, though, that is that it is a highly infectious virus, and we've seen in our intensive care unit here and in the nurses from South Australia who went to Victoria in support of the Victorian infection that even with the very best PPE, it is still possible for staff in the hotels and for staff in healthcare to actually contract the virus. So I think we do need to keep in mind that is a risk always when we've got virus in the state.
Given that risk, wouldn't it make sense to perhaps pay these people a bit more so that they didn't need to work a second job?
Well, I think that question, the answer to that question is outside of health, really. And I suppose as a doctor, I'm probably not best qualified to sort of comment on the rates of pay, I'm
sure.
Afraid.
What are the latest COVID-19 numbers in your state? Is there an update this morning?
Well, I haven't got an update fresh from midnight last night. We've changed the sort of cadence of our press conferences, and they now occur at around sort of 10 o'clock every morning, and they report events in the last 24 hours. But as your listeners will maybe be aware of, we hadn't had any cases in the previous 24 hours, and that was on the back of doing approximately 12,000 tests, which for South Australia is a significant number. We have seen an awful lot of pressure in our testing sites, and so we've increased capacity over the course of yesterday and gone to 24-hour testing in a number of locations. Certainly, as I drove by them this morning, they were looking as though they had a lot of capacity there, and we're still really encouraging anybody who has symptoms, in addition to those who have been to those at-risk locations, that they should please get a test done today.
I assume probably like everyone in South Australia right now, you'd be looking for positive signs. You're no doubt in touch with the leaders of those contact tracing teams. Are you hearing anything that is encouraging?
I think we are encouraged that we have over 3,000 sort of contacts in quarantine. So clearly we need to get ahead of the virus, and by doing that we have not only isolated the contacts but the contacts of contacts. You know, there have been some discussions and reports of how quickly it appears that some people have become infectious after being exposed, and in order to be ahead of the virus, we've taken the view that as opposed to just having the people that have been in touch with it in quarantine, we are keen to get those who have been in touch with people who have been in touch with it. So I think we are encouraged that we didn't see any cases yesterday. I guess there's always the unknown unknowns, and so that's why we're really pushing that if people have been to any of those locations and haven't come forward yet for testing, then we would please encourage them that they please do so.
I think the Chief Health Officer that you work with there in South Australia had mentioned initially that the bulk of these cases were not symptomatic. Is that still the case?
That's right. So in terms of level of symptoms, I guess when you directly ask somebody, have you had this range of symptoms, then it's not uncommon that a person, when they're being kind of contact traced and so forth, will say, well, actually, now you mention it, I have had X. But the level of symptoms has been low. And again, I think that's why we're asking South Australians to be really vigilant, and that even with slight symptoms, even things that they may on occasion have dismissed as a bit of hay fever or something, would they please get tested? And it's for that reason that we've really ramped up the testing capacity, because in the early stages, we were seeing quite a lot of people testing and delays in the testing stations, but they won't find that now. So if people have held back in the last 24 hours because of the delays that they saw at the start of the week, I would ask them if they please do get tested. That way, when we look at the figures, we can be confident. If we're saying that we haven't seen a case, we can say that on the basis that we know that all the people that have been through, say, the pizza bar, have now had a test. And we are running through a second round of testing of contacts as well. Again, sort of coming back to that, that we had seen some instances where people had become infectious at an early stage, and rather than wait for people to develop symptoms, and as you've pointed out, those symptoms may be quite mild. We are encouraging by certain days. So by day three, we're asking people when they went into quarantine on their third or fourth day. Now we're being in touch with everybody again and saying, please, would you go and get a test done again today? So I think we are trying to make very best use of this 6-day lockdown period.
Obviously, great news that the numbers didn't grow yesterday in terms of confirmed cases. The overall number of cases doesn't actually meet the Commonwealth's threshold to be classed as a hotspot. The lockdown restrictions that you've put in force are some of the toughest imposed in Australia so far. Is it a proportionate response?
I think there's a thing in a pandemic that, in a way, you hope that you would only know if you've got this right in retrospect. And I think what we don't want to look at in South Australia in a week's time or in 2 weeks' time, that if only we had done X, because now the virus has seeded in our community. And as opposed to a 6-day lockdown, we're now looking at a far, far longer disruption and impact on the community and on the economy. I think we are very hopeful that after this 6-day period, we will have identified people who have been to these high-risk locations and have a really clear picture of where the virus is in the state. And in particular, we'll have those people that are contacts and potential contacts in isolation. And once we're ahead of the virus in that way, we would hope to lift these restrictions very quickly. I think we've seen interstate and internationally the impacts where the virus does get a hold in the community, and we are really keen to avoid that.
Dr. Michael Cusack, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And wishing you all the best for the coming days. That's South Australia's Deputy Chief Public Health Officer there.